This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, about the suspicion that China's moving in on the Panama Canal and the U.S. has a treaty to defend it. This is part of the now controversial remarks by President-elect Trump and the president of Panama. However, Ernesto gives us a perspective of the rest of Latin America, Brazil and Peru and other waterways, and China's money coming into influence. Here's Ernesto Araújo to explain the Chinese thinking of taking control of Latin America with the ports, the bridges, the docks, the canals. More of this later tonight.
No, China for sure is giving all the signs of moving towards some sort of global strategy, including maritime strategy that has to do with Latin America. They now own part of the Port of Santos in Brazil, which is the largest in Latin America. They don't own the whole port, but one of its main terminals. Also, they have just built this huge port in Peru. They have other assets around Latin America, of course, in other areas of infrastructure. But it's only a child, a very innocent and pro-China child, would not see China as moving aggressively towards maritime positioning around the globe, but very specifically in Latin America. So, in this world of rainbows and unicorns, where some foreign ministries seem to leave, we can just discuss matters of peace and cooperation. But no, that's the reality of the world. And the question is whether Latin American countries want this to happen, and whether they're conscious of what this Chinese influence and presence means. It means more room for totalitarian regimes, more room for crime-oriented regimes across the regions. Is that what we want? I don't think so. So, but I think Mr. Trump, President Trump, is bringing back reality to the table, right?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.